Week 7, Day 1. Scripture today is Acts 9, verse 1 through 31. But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now, as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven shone around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do. The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, hearing the voice but seeing no one. Saul rose from the ground, and although his eyes were opened, he saw nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And for 3 days he was without sight and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Here I am, Lord. And the Lord said to him, Rise and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. For behold, he is praying. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight. But Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name. But the Lord said to him, Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. So Ananias departed and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and taking food, he was strengthened. For some days he was with the disciples at Damascus, and immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogues, saying, He is the Son of God. And all who heard him were amazed and said, Is not this the man who made havoc in Jerusalem of those who called upon this name? And has he not come here for this purpose, to bring them bound before the chief priests? But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ. When many days had passed, the Jews plotted to kill him, but their plot became known to Saul. They were watching the gates day and night in order to kill him, but his disciples took him by night and led him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a basket. And when he had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples, and they were all afraid of him, for they did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared to them how on the road he had seen the Lord who spoke to him, and how at Damascus he had preached boldly in the name of Jesus. So he went in and out among them at Jerusalem, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. And he spoke and disputed against the Hellenists, but they were seeking to kill him. And when the brothers learned this, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up. And walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied. Power in Your Past by Josh Foer. If anyone had a reason to be ashamed of their past, it was Saul. Let me remind you that we're introduced to Saul as he's overseeing the first recorded stoning of a Christian. He then goes on to actively do whatever he can to hunt down believers to have them arrested and killed. Saul was one of the foremost Pharisees from a foremost tribe of Israel, and we don't know what other atrocities he might have committed, but we do know that he calls himself the foremost of all sinners. Yet once Saul encounters Christ, he has no lack of boldness and confidence in the way he pursues the calling God gave him. And it's not because he hides his past. He doesn't change his name so that no one would know who he is. God gives him a new name to symbolize just how dramatically a relationship with Jesus can transform a life. From then on, Saul, now Paul, is never ashamed of the sins that he had committed when he was lost, which were probably way worse than anything we've done. Instead, Paul boasts all the more in his weaknesses so that the power of Jesus can shine through. And through simple obedience, he becomes perhaps the foremost person outside of Christ who shared the gospel and had the biggest impact on the kingdom. I wonder if any of us had such a sordid past like Saul, whether we would embrace it and let God use it, or if we would hide it out of shame. I never did anything as terrible as having innocent people executed, but I'll admit that I wasn't the best person as a teenager, and I got into a lot of things that I shouldn't have before I truly surrendered to God in high school. Even now, when I see someone who knew me back then, I feel a twinge of guilt and the urge to hide. But I have to fight the temptation to avoid them and instead let them see the person I am now, way closer to who God made me to be. Lastly, it's important to remember that Paul's conversion wouldn't have been complete without people like Ananias and Barnabas. When everyone else was rightfully afraid of the man who was vehemently targeting Christians, it was these two believers who listened to the Lord. They believed in God's ability to make straight lines out of crooked sticks, and they helped take Saul in, train him up in the way of Jesus, and send him in the right direction. So maybe you don't have a crazy history filled with awful mistakes, but don't let that make you judgmental of others that do, or doubtful that God can use them too. Question 1. What is something in your past, actions, experiences, personality traits, that you're embarrassed of or feel that God can't use? Question 2. How has God redeemed that in your life? If he hasn't, write down a prayer asking him to. Question 3. Pray about sharing your story of redemption with someone whom you thought was too far gone. Write their name. Daily Prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the transformational power of your Son. Without you, we know that we would all be lost. Help us to use our stories of life change to share your goodness with those around us. Amen.